Huh. You know, I'm Dr. Marvin Finkelstein, psychiatrist, and I thought I'd seen it all. People who think they're Napoleon or a potted plant. But these two guys, they're a whole new level of crazy. There's this one fellow, let's call him Stanley, who got holed in because he's obsessed with this steel plate that calls itself the General. I mean, what is that even? A transformer? A sculpture? A kitchen appliance? Stanley doesn't even know, but he talks about it like it's his life's purpose. He was picked up because he was ringing his neighbor's doorbells at 3 in the morning. Not just one, no, the whole street, asking, have you seen the General? Big metallic, gives orders. The neighbors thought he was looking for a tank. One time, he even hugged his neighbor's trash can, thinking it was a high-ranking officer. I don't know how to treat this. And then, the other guy, Bernie. Oh boy. I almost feel sorry for him, but only almost. He got dragged in because he hasn't filed his taxes in 5 years. The IRS gave up on him, but Bernie, he doesn't give up. He started standing outside the tax office every day, sticking stuff to their windows, old receipts, crumpled post-its, even half a pretzel once. He calls it protest art, says it's his creative rebellion against protest. Authorities weren't exactly charmed, and now he's facing a lawsuit, not just for dodging taxes, but for turning the tax office windows into some kind of avant-garde garbage heap. And here I am, in my office, with my notes trying to make sense of it. While Stanley tells me the General is commanding him in his dreams, and Bernie asks if he can write off his therapy sessions as a donation to the IRS. I need a vacation. Or maybe I'm the one who should be committed.